Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Platform. Let's get right to it. 2023, bit of a disappointment for Auburn. I think with the schedule, they probably should have got to 7 or 8. I think the 6 and 7 finish the way it was handled down the stretch, the Music City Bowl, I thought that was an opportunity for Hugh Freeze in Auburn in his first year to kind of take some momentum and roll with it. He said he focused more on recruiting than that game plan. Is what it is. That's in the past. But I just wanted to highlight initially the 2023 season I thought was a little bit disappointing. But I bring you here because we're going to discuss what would be considered a successful 2024 campaign for Hugh Freeze and Auburn heading into his second year. Usually a year is kind of a springboard year for guys like Nick Saban, Bob Stoops, Urban Meyer, all took massive jumps at Alabama, Oklahoma, and Florida in their second year. Granted, all three of those guys won a national championship. I'm not saying Hugh Freeze has to go win a national championship in his second year for this to be considered a successful season. In my opinion, I think it comes down to two things, really. I think it's going to come down to development at the quarterback position. If Hugh Freeze is really taking over the offense here, if he's really taking over the offense, his fingerprints are going to be on it. Because from people I talked to, Philip Montgomery, the OC from last year, it was his offense. It was his terminology. He ran the meetings. Hugh Freeze didn't have as much say as people said. You could tell some in Hugh Freeze's press conference last year, he was a little frustrated about that. You could sense that. But from talking to people in there that I trust and know, sounds like it's Hugh Freeze. It's his terminology. They're rolling with everything he's got. He brought in a guy he's used to, comfortable with, Derek Nix, wide receivers coach from Ole Miss that was with Hugh Freeze at Ole Miss. Ken Austin's there. He's got his guys set in. But if I'm an Auburn fan, some of this success is going to come down to more than just a win total. It's going to come down to two things, in my opinion. It starts the development, the quarterback position, if Hugh Freeze is really taking over the play calls like I think he is. I want to see Peyton Thorne's maturation process. I know he's an older guy, but I want to see him hit his correct check downs, getting the right protections, trust his receivers. Now, again, some of the Peyton Thorne's struggles last year weren't his fault. It was around some of his support cast, offensive line, not really a number one receiver ever emerging. But I want to see him take that next step, go through the progressions of Hugh Freeze's system. And when Hugh Freeze has had his hands on these quarterbacks, even go back to Ole Miss, Bo Wallace, Chad Kelly, at Liberty, Malik Willis, guys like that, he's had success within his own system doing that. He's one of the better play callers in the country when it's actually him play calling. That's why I believe it wasn't him last year. And I think this year he understands that. I feel like he just couldn't get he wanted to be that CEO, GM. It was trying to get the roster right because he knew it wasn't right. No offense to Gus Malzahn or Brian Harsin, but they didn't get the high-end roster that it takes to go win an SEC championship. So how does Peyton Thorne look? How does Holden Garner look? How does Hank Brown? And how does true freshman Walker White coming in from Arkansas look? I want to see those guys get better through fall camp, throughout the season. The development of the quarterback position, if Hugh Freeze is really taking over, will be something, if I'm an Auburn fan, I'm keeping my eye on. Second, before we get to the win total schedule, your better players are getting better as the season goes on. I think you want to see Cam Coleman emerge as that number one threat. He looked great in the spring, but can he carry that on through the summer? DeMarcus Riddick, linebacker from Chilton County, I want to see him get better. It may be a struggle early, especially the linebacker position in the SEC. Because you're taking on some pulling guards, it can be tough. But let's see what he looks like in late October, November. Jamonte Waller, an edge they flipped from Florida late from Picayune, Mississippi. How's he looking? I mean, living on the edge a little bit in the SEC against these tackles. It'll be interesting, but let's see how he looks. Let's see if he gets better. Amaris Williams, edge from Clinton High School in North Carolina. Let's see what he looks. And then some of the sophomores, the redshirt freshmen, the sophomores, the 2023 class he brought in. I talked about it being a grown man game down to that line of scrimmage. What does Keldrick Fault look like on the edge? Kayan Lee, the corner, what does he look like? Is he getting better? Connor Liu, who was an all-freshman offensive line center last year, he's got to take that next step. This is where, if I'm an Auburn fan, besides the quarterback development, I want to see some of our better players take that next step in the maturation process. They don't have to be the best players at their position in the league or anything. Let's just see them get better. Because anyone you talk to at Auburn, anyone who's been in that building during the spring, has seen guys walk around like, yeah, that's our people have been like, oh, who is that guy? Man, he looks like a real – oh, yeah, that's one of our new freshmen we signed. Man, who is that guy? Oh, that's Jamonte Waller, edge from Picayune, Mississippi. All their physically developed, better-looking prospects across the board. And just overall, players in general, better players in general, are all the young guys that Hugh Freeze has brought in. And that's a credit to what he's done from a recruiting belt. I mean, I mentioned it. When Hugh Freeze was hired at Auburn, he was the biggest threat to Nick Saban's Alabama from a recruiting standpoint that Auburn had had since Nick Saban had been in Alabama. So we all knew Hugh Freeze was going to come in swinging from a recruiting standpoint. But let's see these guys you brought in, the better players, develop throughout the year. Now, getting to the schedule. Let me share it for you on here. I think it's a pretty manageable schedule. in my opinion, if you're an Auburn fan. Pretty manageable schedule, in my opinion. First five are at home. You don't leave Auburn. You don't leave the state of Alabama. You don't cross state lines until October 5th, your trip to Athens. They open up with Alabama A&M at home. Cal returns that trip in a very ugly, low-scoring game last year. New Mexico at home, not New Mexico State. Arkansas, conference opener. And then Oklahoma, the next conference game at home before they head to Georgia. Let's do a little best case, worst case scenario. Let's go starting with the worst case. Say they go 4-1 there. I think 3-2. I don't say 4-1 is probably worse. Loss to Georgia, at Missouri loss, at Kentucky loss. Just say hypothetically, all three of those are losses. Fourth win comes against Vanderbilt. Fifth win, Texas A&M. Yeah, they're not losing all three. We're gonna give them Kentucky. All right. So they're 4-1 heading to Athens, loss, at Missouri loss. They'll beat Kentucky. Let's give them that. That would be what? It'd be four. It'd be five. Six. I don't know. Look at this. The floor looks like six to me.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
If I'm an Auburn fan, I think the ceiling, though, is, let's say you win your first five at home. It's not undoable, because I like what Taylen Green and Bobby Petrino are doing in Arkansas. That's the first road game, first SEC game at Auburn. Auburn's probably going to be undefeated. It'll be rocking there. Jordan Hare, one of the tougher places to play when Auburn's good. It'll be tough for Arkansas that game. Auburn will be favored. Let's just put it that way as we stand right now. Oklahoma, let's say this is ceiling. Let's say they win this. Let's say Auburn wins this. They're 5-0, lose to Georgia, lose to Missouri, beat Kentucky, beat Vandy, beat ULM, beat A&M at home. Because who knows what A&M is going to be doing there? And I think this is perfectly situated for Auburn where they get A&M on the schedule. Because you know what? A&M plays Texas at home the very next week on Thanksgiving week. That's the biggest home game for Texas A&M. In about 10 years, in over a decade, since 2011, when Justin Tucker walked him off last time they played. You don't think A&M is going to be looking ahead to that? Again, who knows what A&M, Auburn, or even Texas are doing at that point. But something to think in mind. They got him at a good spot. And then at Alabama. So let's say they lose to Alabama, Missouri, and Georgia. It's not too far off, 9-3. But I think 9-3 ceiling, 6-6, somewhere mixed in with that 6-6. You're either 3-2, 4-1 in your first. Then you should be able to get all your nine cons this year between Cal, New Mexico, UL, and ULM. You should be able to get all those. Alabama, A&M, Cal, New Mexico, and ULM. You should have no problem. And I know people probably in the comments, they lost to New Mexico State last year. They should get all four of those. So if I'm an Auburn fan, realistically, we're talking – what is a realistic season for Auburn heading? What would be considered a realistic, successful season for Auburn in 2024? Again, I think it all goes back to not just a win total. Because like I said, I gave you the floor. I don't think they get below six. I don't think they really get above nine either. That's kind of a big at six, seven, eight, nine. You could go anywhere. Probably in that closer at 7-8 range. But I think it depends on that 7-8 looks. So I'm going to go 8 wins, plus you got to check those boxes of what I said between if Hugh Freeze is really calling it, like I think he is, I want to see the quarterback position develop. I want to look like it. I want to see some Hugh Freeze fingerprints all over that quarterback position in the maturation process, the development, getting in the right checks, the right protections, all that stuff I mentioned earlier. Then I also want to see all the kids you brought in, the redshirt freshmen, the sophomores, the true freshmen, those 2023, 2024 classes. I want to see those guys develop and get better towards the end of October, November. That's when you know you got a good coaching staff, is when your young guys that you brought in that fit your system are developing. They're getting better. They're not making the same mistakes they made in August during fall camp, or even in the month of September, your first four or five games. I want to see if I'm Auburn. That's something I'm keeping an eye on. Because, again, like I said at the beginning, is Auburn's an interesting case study. It's not necessarily just a win total. Because I don't see Auburn taking that springboard season this year. And again, so it's not Hugh Freeze's fault. And I know you can fix your roster quicker than ever with the transfer portal, but there wasn't a lot of high-end talent left over from Gus Malzahn, who's still got to be in this conversation, and then Brian Harsin. He was only there 2 years, but didn't bring a lot of high-end talent either. So Hugh Freeze didn't inherit that much talent. Had to do it himself. And I think his first year, he just didn't know how to handle, whether it be recruiting GM, CEO, or, hey, let me go back to what I do best, call plays and develop quarterbacks. If I'm talking to people there I trust, he's back in his swing of things. That's best to you. That's when Hugh's at his best, is when he's dialing up the offense, developing the quarterback position. If I'm Auburn fans, I'll be excited from hearing about that. But again, I want to see some of my young guys develop. And if he gets 8 wins, I think that's a successful season in 2024 for Auburn.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.